And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
I don't know how to pray. How do I begin? What do I say? What can I pray for? How should I close? This is an important question. Many times we think that prayer is a small matter, but the Bible doesn't treat it that way. The Bible treats it as though it is a very important matter. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 7, Jesus warned us against using vain repetitions as prayers, simply saying the same things over and over without really giving any thought to what's being said at all. We need to be sure that we don't fall into a trap of that. The Pharisees of Jesus' day often did this, making long prayers in public so that people would see them and think that they were very pure, very pious, very religious people. We need to make sure that we don't fall into that trap. The Bible also teaches us that we have to pray according to His will. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, we're taught that we have confidence that God is there, that God does hear our prayer, and that God will grant our prayer if we pray according to His will. Now, I'm afraid that sometimes people misunderstand that. Sometimes we behave as though all we have to do is say, "Thy will be done," at the end of a prayer, and we're praying according to His will. But that's not what it means at all. It means that we must be His children, living according to His will. It means that we must be praying with the proper attitude, praying according to His will, and that we must be praying for the right things, those things that are according to His will. When we do that, then we know that He is there. He will hear and grant those prayers. We also need to understand that Jesus set for us a very good pattern for prayer. In Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9, we find what is usually called the Lord's Prayer. And it's a very good prayer. He acknowledges the holiness of the Father, prays for those things that we need in this life physically, and prays for our spiritual condition, that we not be led into temptation. The only changes that we might make is that the church had not yet come at that time. The kingdom had not come, so they prayed for it to come. Since it has been established, we should pray that it will grow rather than that it will come. Also, they did not offer that prayer through the name of Christ. He was still on the earth at the time. But since He has returned to the Father, according to 1 Timothy 2:5, He is our mediator, and we should offer our prayer through Him. I hope you'll find that answer helpful. I know it was brief.